Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, Come Near to God. James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you who sin, and purify your hearts, you who are double-minded. There is a sense in which we are not able to do anything in our own strength. We are totally powerless. From time to time, we have seen people or images of people or read about people who have gone through times where their strength has left them because of illness or some type of accident, and they are left totally helpless and rely upon other people. I think of a young woman that many times I have referenced and many people have drawn inspiration from. Her name is Johnny Erickson Tada. As a teenage girl, she suffered a severe accident on a beautiful, warm day in which she was swimming with friends, and as she dove into the water, things suddenly changed for her that would alter her life completely. Her head struck the bottom. She suffered a fracture in her spine and was paralyzed from that point on. We might look at that and say that's the most terrible thing that could possibly ever happen. How could God allow something like this to happen? Well, after a period of tears and weeping and wailing, Johnny came to recognize that God had placed her in a position that he could use her where she was. I have across the years thought, how many people would Johnny Erickson have touched in her existence had that accident not happened? There's no way of knowing, of course, but one thing we do know, that she has absolutely touched thousands upon thousands of people with the message of hope and salvation. God has used her condition, her accident, to encourage others who have difficulties and limitations, that we can never let the limitations dictate who we are. We come near to God, he comes near to us, and just as we are, he uses us to touch those around us. The question arises, are we drawing near to God? Are we waiting upon him and trusting in him and relying upon him for everything that we are and everything that he desires to be in our life? Are we changing our world because of the way we live and the way we trust in his word, obey his word? It's time for Christians to stand up and say, I am going to be a believer. Regardless of the cost, regardless of what it may mean to me as far as friends and social position, I'm going to draw near to God and let him use me just as I am. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence this day, I pray that you might in some way change us to become more like you in everything that we do and all that we say. I pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart would always be focused upon you, that you would be the one that we emulate, that you would be the one that we would copy, that you would be the one that we would flee to when we need the things that would enable us to be the kind of people you want us to be. Guide us now, and we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessing, dear hearts, walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.